This is Sarah Daler. When I sip tea from a handmade mug, I think of its maker. I respect the person who parted ways with this unique mug after carefully making it. I want my pots to have the same journey from my hands into someone else's. I make bowls, mugs, plates, pitchers, jars, and vases that I hope one day will be appreciated by their new owners for their texture, beauty, and utility. The pieces I am most attracted to are ones that do not easily reveal their process. I want this same mystery in my work. For example, most of my throwing lines are hiding under glaze or trimmed away completely, and I do not leave fingerprints on my pots while glazing. I often blend in the area where I have attached a handle or a knob. Sometimes a handle can feel too close or too far away from the body of a pot. I enjoy the challenge of making a handle that feels just right. Weight is also an important factor that helps me measure the success of my pots. I do not like pots that feel too heavy because they can be clunky or hard to use. I prefer my pots to be relatively lightweight because these tend to be quieter and more deliberate. A user of such a pot needs to be mindful and not clumsy. I spend time carefully carving out a foot so the bottom of the pot can also be glazed. The bottom is a delicate part of every pot. Even though it remains unseen while a piece is standing upright, a pot seems unfinished until I have neatly trimmed and glazed the foot. Often the foot I have trimmed mimics the lip of the pot, which I prefer to be rounded and smooth. Tactile sensation is an important part of my work. I add slip trail dots to some of my pieces, a part of my process I find to be very meditative. Slip trailing is a technique where almost liquid clay is added to the surface of a pot to create a visual and three-dimensional decoration. I've experimented with several different types of dot surfacing. I once worked with a lot of space between the dots, but I sometimes thought there was too much negative space, especially in rounder forms. To minimize the negative space, I began slip trailing dots closer together in a random order. I discovered that this approach made my pots feel friendlier, in contrast to the regular dot patterns that could cause a piece to feel overly perfect and unemotional. I experimented with carving out a surface texture and with painting flat dots onto pots, but both of those techniques have not been as exciting to me as my raised slip trail dots. These dots maintain their three-dimensionality even when coated in glaze, and I find that the texture of this surface is satisfying physically and aesthetically. Frank Lloyd Wright's architecture is elegant in its clean, cascading lines. In my pots, I strive to achieve the same harmony of beauty and function. I glaze my pots with white and blue glazes. The smoothness of a white glaze over white clay gives a pot a clean and appealing simplicity. White glazes can create fascinating shadows in varying gray tones or emphasize the color of whatever food or drink the pot is holding. A deep blue glaze allows my slip trail dots to peek through like a stone peeking out of the water in a shallow stream. The dots create a depth in the surface of the piece and they appear white. The pairing of blue pieces surfaced with dots and white pieces with a smooth dotless surface create an interesting contrast in color and texture. I spend a lot of time with every individual pot throughout the process of making it, throwing, trimming, decorating, and glazing with intention. The most exciting part after a pot is finished is being able to use it. Like ceramicist Eva Zeisel, my goal is to be a maker of useful things.